חברים, אנחנו עשירייה 21 תורנים ביחד עם גליל מערבי, איטליה עשירייה 3, גרמניה נירנברג עשירייה 2, קרסנויארסק, לוס אנג'לס עשירייה 7. הנושא של השיעור שהיינו רצינו לעבור על גדלות הבורא, ראינו בהכנה שכבר יש גם תמונה של רב שכנראה יעביר את השידור בחי. ומכל המאמצים שלנו אנחנו רוצים לעבוד על גדלות המטרה, על גדלות הבורא, על גדלות הרב. ואנחנו רצינו את ישיבת החברים שתכין אותנו לדבר על גדלות החברים שנמצאים איתנו, ולא תמיד אנחנו ממש יכולים להרגיש את הלב שלהם, כמה הדרך חשובה להם. ואנחנו רוצים בינינו להכין את המקום לגדלות וחשיבות, ונתחיל מזה שנפתח את הלב ולשמוע את הלב של החברים.
חברים, קיבלנו מתנה ענקית. ישבנו פה וחשבנו, אנחנו עושים עכשיו ישיבת חברים, ככה כולנו התעוררנו עכשיו ממצב של שינה, ואנחנו בישיבה הזו הולכים לעבור תהליך שבו נרגיש, נחוש ונראה בכל החושים שקיימים את גדלות הבורא. אנחנו נראה את זה דרך חברים ענקיים, אנחנו נראה את זה דרך יגיעות. אנחנו בישיבת חברים הזו נכיר בגדלות הבורא, ואיתה, עם ההכרה הזו, ניכנס לשיעור. אז בואו ככה נתחיל להתעורר, נתחיל להתרכז בכל חבר שמדבר, כי דרכו הבורא, הגדלות שלו, מדברת אלינו. אז אהרון.
חברים, אני עכשיו רוצה להציג, כן? חבר שהוא ממש דוגמה בשבילי, איך קודם כל איך להיות חבר, ובמיוחד איך כל הזמן לתת החשיבות של הדרך שלנו, של רב, של הבורא. תמיד הוא נותן לכולם הגדלות הבורא, יום יום הוא תמיד נותנת שמחה וחשיבות. הוא הלך, הוא כמוני, הוא מאמריקה, והיא gave up, איך אומרים? הלך מהכל שהיה לנו שם, רק להיות פה עם החברים. ו יום יום הוא נותן לי דוגמה על מה זה אומר להיות בדרך, באמת. אז עכשיו, חבר, רוצה לספר דבר אחד, סיפור שבא לי. אני זוכר פעם, רב, אני שאלתי לרב, כמו תמיד, על הנאות מלבדו, רב אמר לי להגיד את זה אלף פעמים ביום. ומה לורנס עשה? לורנס נתן לי וידאו בוואטסאפ. באמת, הוא אמר את זה אין עוד מלבדו אלף פעמים בשבילי. אוהבים אותך עכשיו לורנס.
אולי יושבים, אנחנו יושבים. אני עומד. אני רוצה להתחיל באומר אין עוד מלבדו הטוב ומתי ואין עוד מלבדו הטוב ומתי ואין עוד מלבדו הטוב ומתי ואין עוד מלבדו הטוב ומתי It's anglita this is our day and this is our life I was asked to speak a little maybe sing a little something but and the about how much I left behind in the America where the roads are paved with gold or something it's a golden balagan to tell you and last night I was trying to think like oh what did I leave behind what did I leave behind I don't know, I realized that I made five times the amount of money, but I also, it didn't amount to anything. and money really doesn't mean something very great to me. But to be here every day... amongst the friends I mean I realized I used to wake up and it would take me an hour and a half to get to the lesson and then back to my apartment in New York and Rav was on a screen I couldn't ask him a question I felt just such this aching and yearning in my heart Everyone Kli Olami knows this great aching desire. But I didn't have a wife or a child or something to hold me down and my job I could make money anywhere I go it doesn't matter. So I moved here and I found myself waking up walking 4 minutes and sitting in Rob's lap practically it was like you can't place a value on an environment so great that energizes you every day with the importance of the creator giving love to the friends and giving an example to the friends and a smile to the friends And in New York City, you'd walk around in a crowd of 10 million people and be lucky if once a year you run into a friend. But here, you can't avoid them. And you're reminded how great the Creator is, that He cares for us in every detail of our lives. So the friends asked me to sing, and I'm sure you'll join me. Nivarech et ha'or, nivarech et ha'choshech, nivarech et ha'tov, nivarech et ha'ra. קודם באהבה, אהבת החברים. קודם באהבה, אהבת החברים.
אתם באהבה, אהבת החברים. ואז מגיעה אהבה, אהבת אלוקים. היינו בגלות מאהבת המלך, על מנת לגלות אהבת חברים. הגיע הזמן לחזור למלכות חוטו האינסופית, לתת לו לבינו כאיש אחד. קודם באהבה, אהבת החברים. קודם באהבה,
אם אנחנו עדיין ככה באמריקה, יש לנו חברים מקבוצה תורנית לוס אנג'לס, מוכנים לדבר שם. אבי מויאל, חבר גדול שהצטרף לקבוצה וגם רוצה לדבר, בבקשה.
היי, שלום, friends. I will tell you that I'm very scared to speak before all of you, and especially beside my friends here, my upper nine. And the reason why, I will tell you a little story. It's a very quick story. I used to live in Texas for 32 years, and I started a group over there in Dallas. And you may know some of the friends that came from there, like Chris Jones, like Anthony Parker. And all of a sudden, everybody left. They moved to Israel. I was left without a group. And I met this guy over here named Rafa. Just like a month before. I'm not kidding you. I met him a month before everybody left. And I came to a Mirror Congress in Los Angeles, and I was like taken by, I can't explain the feeling that this group here in Los Angeles gave me. And right before the Congress was over, I told them, I said, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. And they started laughing, yeah, for sure, yeah, whatever. They did not really believe me. In 2 weeks, I remember I went back to Texas and I told Rafa, Rafa, I'm leaving to Los Angeles. He goes, why? I goes, because there is a real group. And as far as what we've been studying in those days, this was about 5 years ago, that there is nothing but a physical group, that you need to have a physical group. Without a physical group, it's very difficult to do anything. Advancing our wisdom of Kabbalah. So I, Rafa was kind of bummed out, and I got a truck and I started filling up my stuff. I left my family behind. They didn't want to come to LA. I told them, I said, I'll still take care of you, but I am going to my group, my new group. About 4 hours before I get into my truck and start driving to Los Angeles, Rafa shows up with a bunch of bags, with a bunch of stuff. I tell him, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going with you. I tell him, do what? He goes, yes, I'm coming with you to Los Angeles. I also need a group. And I tell him, all right, let's put your stuff on the truck and go. And we came here to Los Angeles, and I will tell you what. This is what the importance of the group is. This is the importance of the group, is the importance of everything. You know, we have Creator. We don't see Him. We don't feel Him very much. We don't, He's hidden under 125 gates. There is no Creator till the love of friends. You know, there is a thing that King David said, למען אחי ורעי אדברה נשלום בך. And here in Los Angeles, after this Sukkot, we really have built a sukkah here in Los Angeles, a spiritual sukkah. And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that we were able to truly annul to each one of us, to annul, and really feel the womb, really feel what is the light, really feel what is creator, really feel that Rav is clothed by the soul of Abraham and Moses and Ari HaKadosh and Shimon Bar Yochai and Baal HaSulam and Rabash are all in this Rav. I will tell you that we have no clue, not even a little bit, tiny bit. We don't have a clue who we have in front of us in this Rav. And if we want to make this Rav happy, if we want to really connect with this Rav, we really got to annul. We really got to go into the friends and really see our upper nine as everything. Nothing else exists except the upper nine. And if we truly go there with all our hearts, and if we can't, let's pray for all the other tens in the world to reach the gates of tears. I'm telling you, friends, the system works. We have everything is handed to us. And we're still like a bunch of retards, not able to really do that one step of annulment towards the friend, of the love of friend, that you know what? A friend's come and talk. Doesn't matter what comes from his mouth. Doesn't matter what he's saying. Doesn't matter nothing. The only thing that matters that he is your upper nine. The only thing that matters that we're looking not in his face and what's and the sounds that coming out of him. We are looking for this point in the heart that he have. That's the only thing I care about. Nothing else. Chavirim. L'chaim to all of you, and without you, we could not be to the place we're in today. L'chaim b'nei Baruch. Back to you guys.
אני רוצה להכיר לכם חלק מנשמתי היקר, האהוב, מאוד 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 קרוב. דוגמה, אהבה, שמחה, השתוקקות אינסופית שדרכה אפשר לראות בבירור את גדלות הבורא. חשבתי שאני והמשפחה שלי שעברנו לכאן עשינו יגיעה גדולה, אבל כשהכרתי את החבר הזה ומה הוא עבר ומה הוא עשה ומה הוא עושה, הבנתי שהבורא הוא ענק. בואו עכשיו נרגיש את גדלות הבורא בכל מילה שהחבר הענק הזה יקרין אלינו. הכאן מטורקיה.
In the morning when I enter this building, I saw four friends waiting for the other friends just to welcome them, to protect this building. And inside there was another friend preparing the coffee. Maybe he didn't sleep. Maybe he didn't spend more time with his children. Then I come to the salon. Somebody is preparing this electronic stuff, television, remote controls. Then you go to the toilet. Somebody is cleaning the toilet for you. People in Bnei Baruch dedicate their lives just to give the right example of the greatness of the Creator to you. It is up to us, actually, a little bit more sensitive to feel this greatness that the friends give us every day, to open our eyes a little bit more, to feel their efforts, their yearning, that they dedicate their lives, really, brothers. The greatness of the Creator is in Bnei Baruch.
A grandeza do Criador está em Bnei Baruch. Nenhum outro lugar no universo. Não podemos encontrar em nenhum outro lugar. Está somente sentado pertinho de você. Todos os gigantes. Somente devemos senti-los, mas ser um pouco mais sensíveis. Poder ouvir eles, abraçar a eles, orar a eles, porque em cada amigo aqui, adentro do Bnei Baruch, é o transmissor da grandeza do Criador, que é grande.
L'chaim, haverim. Toda rabá.
L'chaim, amigos.
אנחנו נמשיך את הסיבוב שלנו ככה ב...
Iremos continuar. Conhecendo os amigos, conhecendo a grandeza do Criador, nós temos em nossos 10 um diamante. Que... Ele sempre me move pessoalmente, cada dia mais novo. É uma pessoa que eu vejo persistência, eu vejo que temos um amigo em nosso 10, o Yola. Cada vez que eu estou do seu lado, o silêncio dessa pessoa, a forma em que ele está quieto, que está neste caminho já por 23 anos, dedicando toda a sua vida ao método com o Rav, ao grupo. Giora, você compreende? Eu pensei que hoje seria o melhor momento para que ele possa dividir isso conosco. Bom dia, amigos. Eu estive muito inspirado com as palavras de nosso amigo. Ele tem esta qualidade especial que ele é capaz de injetar o amor de seu coração ao coração dos amigos. E hoje eu sinto algo alerta. Não porque se nós somos o 10 que está de plantão, nós passamos por uma corrente de feriado e o Rav nos liderou por todo este caminho em várias situações. Yesod e Bur, até o fim da correção, e o que adquirimos? Adquirimos o que inicia e termina no 10. Não podemos tomar um passo sem ele. Nós estamos construindo a alma única. E o que é requerido é que cada qualidade, cada movimento espiritual inicia com a grandeza do Criador. Isso é o que nós aprendemos a fazer. A causar, a trazer essa grandeza dos amigos e chegar até a grandeza do Criador. E eu estou realmente... Estou com muito orgulho e quero servir a ele. E também iremos dar alegria ao Rav, que está esperando por nós, por nossa independência, e com esta força de união que iremos construir. Então, não iremos desapontá-lo ao Criador e ao Rav, iremos a unir nesta lição. E o que nós adquirimos durante este pouco tempo em que podemos inserir todos os nossos anos e semanas que passamos juntos. Vamos usar a isto, vamos atrair a luz para todos os nossos amigos e ao nosso clima mundial. E hoje iremos tomar um passo significante adiante.
אנחנו שומעים חברים מכל מקום והצבע הוא בדיוק הצבע.
Estamos ouvindo os amigos de vários diferentes lugares e a cor é a cor de Bene Baruch, como sempre. Queremos mover a um amigo de Krasnoyarsk, dois amigos. Krasnoyarsk. Bom dia, amigos. Eu gostaria de dizer o seguinte, que quando estamos no aeroporto esperando nosso voo, e quando ouvimos as palavras do alto-falante, porque é importante a nós, porque sabemos, se perdemos o nosso voo, o anúncio, o avião pode sair sem nós. Então, também assim é os artigos de Rabash, de Bala Sulam, as palavras de Rav, de nossos amigos, tudo que está escrito lá, tudo que ouvimos, é o que eu necessito neste momento, como a mesma a informação sobre o voo do avião. Assim também estou ouvindo aos artigos, e isso é exatamente o que precisamos, isso é o que exatamente a nossa geração necessita. Então, se agora não pudermos ouvir essas coisas, assim então deveremos esperar a próxima vida, ao próximo voo, e normalmente custará mais caro, como sempre, irá requerir vários outros esforços. Então, vamos adiantar o nosso voo para não perdê-lo. Vamos trabalhar em amor aos amigos. É a exata e prática ação que nós podemos segurar em nosso coração em relação aos amigos. Não há nada mais importante do que isso. E temos a oportunidade e estamos praticamente implementando. Estamos buscando cada vez mais conexões para poder conectar os corações dos amigos. Por exemplo, agora nós temos Novosibirsk, Balaum, todos estão conectados conosco em nossos corações. Todos os dias temos workshops juntos. Nós também compramos uma licença do Zoom para poder aumentar esta conexão em nossa área.
должны проявить такую вот активность и не сбавлять ни капли важности.
И на момент у нас devemos mostrar ativismo e não perder nenhum pingo da importância da meta e mostrar nossa independência. Lahaim, clima mundial, vocês estão nos dando muitas forças. Palavras do Rav para entrar na lição. Eu recomendo para você aprender nas lições e o que eu disse. E não que alguém irá chegar e interpretar, ah, é assim, isso que significa assim. Não interpretações, não estamos tentando escrever um novo Talmud. Eu recomendo estudar de nossas lições e de que eu digo, somente. E não que alguém pode chegar e interpretar. E é desse jeito, ele quis dizer isso, sem interpretações. Aqui não iremos filosoficar, não estamos tentando escrever um novo Talmud.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.